From Tidbits on October 26, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates through October 26, 2009, written by Tidbits staff. iPhoto to Twitter 1.6.1. Blue Crowbar Software has released a minor update to iPhoto to Twitter, the iPhoto plugin that lets you share your pictures via Twitter in either iPhoto 08 or iPhoto 09. The update improves compatibility with the online sharing service MobiPicture by supporting its new URL length, which is 9 characters shorter than the old one, thus extending your tweeting capability by 9 characters. Business Card Composer 5. BeLite Software has released a major update to its professional business card design software, Business Card Composer. The latest version adds hundreds of new business card designs, a totally refreshed interface, new editing tools, including object grouping, linear and radial gradient, and new guideline capabilities. Other changes include integration with Google Maps that enables you to print a map on your card specifying your business location, 2D barcode support that lets you encode additional details and information on your card, and improved photo capabilities such as support for iPhoto events and easier access to your Aperture library. A full list of changes is available on BeLite Software's website. Spam Sieve 2.7.7. C-Command Software has released a maintenance update to its powerful Bayesian spam filtering software, Spam Sieve. Changes include improved compatibility with pre-release versions of Mac OS X, enhanced filtering accuracy, modernized program code, an updated version of the Vietnamese localization, and an updated version of the Apple Mail script for discarding spam. Also, a bug that prevented the Apple Mail command train as good from moving exchange messages back to the inbox has been fixed, and an encoded HTML mail is no longer recognized as spam in the default settings. Crash Plan 10.19.2009. Code 42 Software has updated their internet-based peer-to-peer backup program, Crash Plan, free, to provide finer-grained control over the pruning of old versions from the backup archive. Previously, with version retention settings, you had to choose to retain all versions forever or retain only a certain number of recent versions. Users can now select to retain one version per day for this last week, one version per day for the last 90 days, one version per week for the last year, or one version per month for previous years. Crash Plan Plus, $59.99, customers can now adjust the frequency and version retention settings even further with sliders under the Settings, Backup Frequency, and Versioning settings, deciding the precise backup frequency and deletion of outdated backups. The update extends Mac bundle support for banner projects, sandbox documents, or files created with OmniGraffle. Finally, several bugs have been addressed, including one that prevented the root designation from being interpreted properly, one that prevented deleted files embedded in folders from being properly detected in real time, and one that prevented files from a local folder from being restored if the recovery was attempted outside the time period Crash Plan was specified to run. For current Crash Plan users, Crash Plan 10.19.2009 will be automatically downloaded and installed by the program. No additional steps are necessary. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.